Proclamation number 4910 of 6th of June, 1950. God's blessing to the workers in the vineyard. Time of need. I want to give you my blessing who are active for me. For you alone recognize the spiritual hardship and do your utmost to remedy it or to save souls which allow you to help them. The spiritual adversity consists of the fact that the world, which is to be overcome, determines people's thoughts and aspirations and therefore they forget what purpose earthly life is in the first place. But since earthly life is limited for every human being and yet it is the last chance for him before his final entry into the spiritual kingdom, they do themselves the greatest harm if they have not made use of earthly life and enter the kingdom of the beyond naked and poor. But they do not consider this because they do not believe. But faith must awaken in them without coercion or become a conviction. But people do nothing to gain it, they do not think about their outcome and their purpose in life. Thoughts of the world fill them and leave no more room for thoughts of what is after their death. There are only a few who carry a living faith within themselves, for even those who outwardly profess me only do so in form. They have a traditional faith. They call handed down knowledge their own which they have certainly received with their ears and also dimly considered in thought but which has not penetrated their heart and therefore did not have a life awakening effect on their spirit. People are in great spiritual distress, for one day they will have to answer for their will which they do not use properly in their earthly life. Furthermore, they enter the kingdom of the beyond completely blind. As soon as they have left the earth in ignorance of their origin and their destiny, so they also stay there and therefore have to expect a twofold death, the death of the body and the spiritual death. Mankind endures me, for they are my creatures to whom my unceasing love applies. I know about their hardship and torment which they have to endure. I know about the helplessness which they cannot overcome themselves if they don't change their will, and I cannot forcefully correct the will if I don't want to deprive them of the possibility of becoming perfect. And therefore I want to create opportunities for them to change their will while they are still on earth, which you should and can help me to achieve if you work for me and my kingdom with love for the suffering human race. This is certainly a thankless task compared to the world and its real pleasures, for the success of the spiritual work is only spiritual again. You can only win souls for the spiritual kingdom. Yet how much more valuable is a single soul than the whole earthly world? The latter will pass away, but the soul is immortal and has all of eternity ahead of it, which it can spend in utmost agony or in supreme bliss. To release a person's soul from endless darkness and agonizing bondage is the greatest work of love you can do on earth and for which both the soul will eternally thank you and unspeakable reward from me is assured to you, which outweighs all pleasures of the world. I will bless you for your work, because only loving people can help those who do nothing for their soul by themselves. Don't leave them in their distress but stand by them, for their fate is so sad that it would take pity on you if you could see these souls in the spiritual kingdom. I will bless your work and assist you in every way so that you can carry it out according to my will. I will give you what you earthly need so that you can work for me without worry. I will guide you so that you will always take the right path. I will mentally instruct you what you should do in order to successfully work amongst your fellow human beings. I will guide your spirit and body and take care of you so that you will feel my love and also give me your love which enables you to work for me and my kingdom. Always remember the suffering souls, Remember that they're all my children whom I want to help to return into the Father's house, and that I need servants devoted to me for this purpose who are to speak on my behalf and in my stead, who are to proclaim to people what they can expect here on earth already and later in the spiritual kingdom, who are to tell them the danger therein, that they are not only threatened by bodily death but spiritual death when the end comes, which you are to announce to them in the last judgment. People are so far away from me, they are so unbelieving that I myself can no longer speak to them without forcing them to believe. That is why you should speak for me. That is why I want to make use of you and speak to people through you in order to admonish and warn them of eternal ruin. Blessed be your activity if it applies to me and my kingdom, if you take pity on the erring souls and help them to believe and to recognize. And you will always feel my blessing. Amen.